Hi, my wonderful patrons. It's Mia here, and this is April's Q&A. Honestly, I don't know. Do you guys like these Q&A? I kind of like them because it gives you an opportunity to ask me questions, and like we get to kind of chill and relax, and I'm not having to go off of a script or anything, so it's a lot more me. anyway, first and foremost, as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing to support me every single day. For those that are just kind of tuning in just to test the waters, hi. I just hope you enjoy, even if it's one audio, I hope you enjoy what I have to offer. And for those who have been here from basically the beginning and who have come from either Reddit or from YouTube, I just thank you. I really love getting all of your messages, and I really love reading all of the comments. It brightens up my day so much. As you know, I am super swamped with clinical rotations and my exam preparations, and I'm gonna have to start getting ready for my residency application. So it is all kind of like funneling in, and yeah, I use this as like a escape route, basically. So it gives me a way to just be creative and let loose, and I really love it. So thank you, as always, and let's go ahead and get into these questions. I'm gonna try to pronounce everybody's names. I think I got them all though. If I mispronounce it, though, please feel free to message me and correct me, and I won't get it wrong again. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. So Sarotic asks, who are your idols? This is such a great question, and I wish I had a great answer. I'll kind of go... I have an older brother, and that really doesn't help you guys because you don't know him, but he's been there for me my entire life, and obviously. What I mean by that, though, like, yeah, you know, that typical older brother constantly picking on me and being kind of a dick, but he's always kind of protected me, and he really did go through so much, so... he's always been this barrier, and I've always admired that about him. He's super selfless, and I aspire to be like that every day. As for more of like a celebrity person, I love Selena Quintanilla. Her story is full of just amazing perseverance and love. Like, I love the fact that really, the story, it's not just about her, it's about her entire family and how much struggle they went through to finally, like, make it, you know? I always am inspired by that. And academically speaking, I mean, it's really not a surprise, I guess, but I have a lot of admiration for Dr. Elizabeth Blackwell. She was the first woman in the U.S. to receive a medical degree, and like, not only was she able to prove people wrong that women could become physicians, she graduated at the top of her class. So truly a pioneer, and I really admire her, and I am totally and constantly inspired by her. And next question is from Marcelo. And if there's no accent, Marcelo, what made you want to do GF or girlfriend ASMR / roleplay audios? Well, it started with me actually listening to audios. I started to kind of rely on them to relax. There was a good stretch of time where I was living alone for a while, and I really just wanted to hear another voice in the house with me. So I figured if this was helping me, it could help others. And then there was the whole non-suitable for work audios, more of the erotic side, and I have such a pretty filthy mind, so I figured I would give those a try too, because I really enjoyed those. They would get me off. I like the idea of being able to get somebody else off, so that's kind of what got me into it. Okay, so next question comes from Mike. Closer by Nine Inch Nails, Confess by Limbo Slice, and I Believe, the instrumental, by Simeon Mobile Disco are on my soundtrack when having primal sex. What three songs would be on yours? Okay, so first of all, I love Closer by Nine Inch Nails. That is such a great song and super primal. I took a listen to the other songs you mentioned, Mike, and they are definitely sexy. And honestly, for me, my choices vary with my mood. Right now, I'm feeling more sensual than primal, I guess. I'm really wanting that intimate and passionate sex. So right now I'm feeling Lisa Hall's Is This Real, Nostalgia's God Be You, and Doja Cat's Streets. I just really love the beats of all those songs. So, and also kind of looking at my list, I realize they're all by women, and that's kind of interesting to me. Okay, so Xander asks, what do you do to relax or de-stress? This is such a great question, because I am so full of stress all the time, and I kind of had to quickly learn to balance it all. So I usually go for walks or hikes. I like to read books that are not medicine-centric, and I love to listen to music, and honestly, like, really, the one thing that kind of is just my 100% go-to, I love spending time with my family and friends. They help decompress me. Just laughing, eating snacks, or talking about nonsense. I kind of surround myself with them to help me distract from my responsibilities. And then when I come back from all of that joy to all of these stressors, I'm in a happier mood and things don't look so bleak for me anymore. So Angel asked, do you plan to have this be a long-term thing or no? I would love for this to be a long-term project. I have been enjoying creating audios so much. I love writing the script because I just love writing. I love the recording. And editing is kind of it's a thing that I don't mind doing, but because I'm such a perfectionist, I kind of get frustrated with myself a lot while I'm editing. So I'm going to say I really don't like editing, but anyway, I would love to do this long term. Yes, Angel, I want to do this long term. I want to be able to hopefully purchase some really good equipment. And yeah, that's my goal. Anyway, so the next question is from That's Need Baby. How do you get inspiration from your scripts? And I love this question. Because I daydream, and I think I've listed that somewhere before, and I have really explicit fantasies. But you know those moments when you wish things had been different? Like, you just told the person you were studying with you want to kiss them, and or flirted with the customer that's always coming in, or like flirted with your dad's best friend. Those perpetually live in my mind. Like, many of those instances are what inspire my audios. I also have received some requests from listeners, so I've been trying to pull from those too, but mostly it comes from those what if moments. Like, what if I just confessed my feelings? What if I just kissed the guy? What if I just fingered myself in front of somebody? You know what I mean? Like, it's, that was really bad. But yeah. Okay. Next questions. Matt actually asked a few questions and I liked them all. So here we go. What's your favorite toy? Okay. I actually have a Bluetooth sex toy. It's pretty fantastic because I can just kind of, it's crude, but I can lay back, slip it in, and use my phone to control it. It's a fantastic little gadget and so powerful. Oh my God. It gets me there pretty fast. But yeah, that would be my favorite toy. I also love like accessories. So I like chokers. I like handcuffs. I like floggers. I like lingerie. I think that's really fun. I know that's not a toy, but I feel like you could use it in a fun, toyish way. Anyway, how many takes do you record for a normal audio? Ugh, as long as it takes. I am never happy with anything I put out. Really, that's very serious and very true. I always think that it can be better. But I also try to be gracious and remind myself that I'm not a professional and I don't have the time nor the resources to make something perfect. So I'm really sorry, guys, that it's not as perfect as it can be. I know that. I'm always looking for feedback. So if you guys have any, I don't know, pointers or tips or tricks or whatever, or you think I should adjust something, please let me know, because I am such a baby at this. okay, so favorite pet name to call someone or to be called. Okay, so in casual conversations, I like to call my partner babe. And I like for them to call me baby. in the bedroom, I like using the term daddy. And I like being called baby girl. And okay, so I also received a couple anonymous questions. So how much of your personal experiences do you put into your scripts? Are you like the girlfriends in your audios? So this kind of goes hand in hand with the previous question, right? Like a lot of the audios are fantasies of mine, daydreams, or just what if scenarios. And I'm also of this belief that you write what you know. And since I write my own scripts, I write what I know. It's why some of these audios that make me kind of go out of my comfort zone, aka not really me, are much more difficult to write or record. I'm still trying to figure out a good way to write a cheating script, in fact, where the listener is the one that's being cheated on, and it's really not me, so it is super hard. But yeah, I do put myself into the audio sometimes, not all the time, because I mean, these are fantasies, right? So it's like an extreme version of who I am. But yeah, like little things, like for instance, I do get bratty. I can be pretty needy. I love food. So I get hangry pretty fast, and that's probably why I talk about food a lot in some of my audios, like we're about to go get food, or I'm really hungry, or we're about to eat, or we're making food. So yeah, and I do put a lot of kinks into the audios, kinks that I enjoy, being choked, being gagged with fingers, hair pulling, spanking, you know, DDLG, like being just completely and totally demolished, basically. Oh God. Anyway, next question. What is your favorite holiday? Oh, I'm glad we're ending on this one. So it's Halloween. I love Halloween so much. I love horror movies and spooky decorations. I love dressing up and making cute little treats. I love the feel around Halloween. It's the start of the main holiday season that I celebrate, so I am all about it. I've been to like a horror night sort of thing at an amusement park once, and I had the best time of my life. I'm actually not easily scared. I can be scared. I'm not saying that I'm like immune to fear, but like jump scares don't really get me. Like, you know what does get me though? Zombies. I do not like zombies. It's like a thing. I get really creeped out with zombies, but I love zombie movies. George Romero, fantastic. Love all of his movies. Shaun of the Living Dead, such a great movie. I loved Walking Dead until Negan came along. And it wasn't because I hated Negan. It was because I liked him too much. Something about him just screamed daddy to me. And I was like, I'm rooting for the bad guy. So I should probably like stop watching this or I'm gonna be fantasizing about something that's pretty dark. But yeah, so I love zombies, but I also hate them. They terrify me. Also because like something about it makes me feel like it's so possible. Don't come after me at that or on that, because like look, medicine's crazy, okay? So I just sometimes feel like, maybe when I'm like transporting something or picking something up from the morgue, something's gonna move. Just leave me alone. But yeah, so Halloween though, I love being scared or having just that feel. And I also love gore. So yeah. Okay. I think that's it. God, I probably came across as a total weirdo, so I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you again so much. I loved all these questions, and I can't wait for next month's Q&A. I really like this because I don't really feel like I have to edit so much out of these. Like, it's really just kind of me talking with you all and engaging, and yeah. I'm really toying with the idea of doing a Discord server, but there's no way that I can like manage that on my own. So I don't know. I really want to create a community where everyone can kind of like interact with people, with each other. I love interacting with everybody so much. So please always feel free to message me or like comment. I try so hard to engage with everyone. But you know, I also really would like to set up a community where you all feel comfortable engaging with each other. Anyway, now I'm just rambling. That too. I did want to ask, should I do more ramble audios? I feel like that was really well received. I don't mind doing that. It's kind of just me, like that one, the one ramble that I have, that was unscripted and just me talking and, you know, getting off. If that's something that you guys are interested in, I would love to know so that I can maybe do one of those like every month or something. They're a lot easier to do because I don't have to write a script. But yeah, I guess the downside is that you really don't get like those background noises. Maybe the sounds of my vibrator and stuff, but yeah. That too, in regards to vibrator, I'm toying with an idea and it has to do with the vibrator. And I think it would be a really hot idea. So yeah, I don't know though. I'm not living alone right now. So I'm actually in my car. I've been like recording all my audios in my car lately. It's kind of frustrating because the editing is so much more difficult, but yeah. Oh my God, I'm rambling again. Okay, I'm just gonna end it here. I appreciate you all. I love you all. Thank you so much for choosing to support me. I genuinely have no words. I'm amazed that people actually enjoy my work, or what I'm creating. Ugh. More rambling. Okay. I'll talk to you all later. Feel free to comment, and I will get back to you. If I didn't answer your question, that must mean that I didn't get it until after I already recorded this, and I'm sorry, but I'll save the questions, for future Q&As. So, I really want to try answering everybody's questions. So yeah, thank you all again so much. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye.